All right, we are headed home. Last final leg of the trip. Man, I gotta tell you, we really enjoyed having you all on board, as we always do. And as we head home, I want to tell you about some South Carolina sports news. As a matter of fact, USC. Yes, USC, University of South Carolina, Gamecock sports news. Has to do with Shaq Rowland, a former Gamecock who went from South Carolina's Mr. Football to a high-profile Gamecocks recruit to the Division II ranks. Now he's going to have a chance at the NFL, specifically with the Chicago Bears, according to a release from his last school, West Georgia. According to the release, he received an invite to rookie minicamp with the Chicago Bears. Last season, he caught 55 passes for 722 yards and 6 touchdowns. And not only that, but he was named first team All-Gulf South Conference. His last college season capped a tumultuous college career, though. The last of 4 consecutive Mr. Footballs to go South Carolina. He was lightly used as a freshman and caught 25 passes for 455 yards, a team best 18.2-yard average with 5 touchdowns in his sophomore campaign. But following a rocky junior year that included 26 catches, 356 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 suspension for missing a team flight, and several other games he didn't get into, Steve Spurrier announced he was not with the team when it arrived for its bowl game. So things weren't going as well as they could have been, maybe should have been. How do you think it'll turn out? He gets a shot at the NFL as the Chicago Bears reportedly prepare to take a look-see. All right. I want to let you know that we really did, again, enjoy having you all on board. I mean it. We enjoy these trips every time we take them. And I got to tell you, it could just be me, but it seems like Granny's cooking is getting better and better. I mean, I found myself just sopping away at some of that gravy she made for them hog jaws. That lady can cook. So anyway, I don't want to get y'all stirred up again, because I know we're landing in just a few hours. It'll be dinner time, and I don't want y'all thinking too strong about what Granny cooked. And you know how it is. Maybe y'all need to just get some ice cream, not go for a full course meal this time, and maybe just kind of ease back into eating full course meals. Now, I know it can be hard going back. All right, so in the meantime, I want to remind you that you definitely are invited to join us as often as you can. As many of you know, the program, in fact, many of you, most of you, all of you who are listening right now to the live broadcast know that you can catch Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. every day live, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2, Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3 on 1550 AM The Voice, which broadcasts from North Augusta, South Carolina, which borders the Garden City, also known as Augusta, Georgia. Right, now, let me give you an idea of just a few things that are coming up in the near future. I want to let you know that we are going to be having a conversation with Jennifer Palmieri. She has served under several presidents, including former President Barack Obama. She had a very intimate role in Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, most recent presidential campaign. She's written a book entitled Dear Madam President, an open letter to the women who will run the world. She will be our guest on Tuesday, May 8th at 1:30. I want you to be prepared to hear what she has to share. Ladies and gentlemen, where are we with regards to women leaders in America? We have some women CEOs. We have some women corporate executives who may not be as high as CEO, but corporate executive level. Hillary Clinton actually won the popular vote in 2016 for president. She had more votes than Donald Trump. And when we think about the Russian interference with that presidential election and the very, very strong encouragement of then campaigner Donald Trump, strongly encouraging the Russians to hack into Democratic computers. And we know that they greatly interfered with the race and pushed it towards the Republican side, particularly specifically towards Donald Trump. There's no telling what the outcome would have been without that interference. Nevertheless, even with that interference, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Is America ready for a female president? We have female pastors. As I mentioned, female corporate executives. Are we ready for a female president? Let's hear the insights that Jennifer Palmieri will share with me, with us, as a matter of fact, Tuesday the 8th. Remember, you can listen to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. by tuning in to 1550 AM The Voice, or by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on Listen Online at your convenience, or if you need to, switching it up. Sometimes listening to 1550, sometimes listening online. Either way, we want you to be sure that you're doing something to let some of life's best moments come through you.